Change the scorecard. Change your desires. Find your passion. Don't, when people tell you stop dreaming, tell them, I'm sorry you gave up on yours. I'm not quite there yet.
With all the opportunities that exist today, why haven't you reached your next level of income, life, and wealth? In most cases, we've been lied to. We've been told that if you find the right opportunity and you work hard, you can be successful. And that's simply not true. Millionaires, billionaires, and successful people have realized you need the foundation for wealth, the habits. And that's exactly what you'll be learning on the Millionaire Success Habits podcast. All success starts here.
What if we are judging ourselves and others were judging us by using an outdated scorecard? What do I mean by that? So lately, I've been reading obsessively so many DMs. If you follow me on Instagram, send me a DM. I'm obsessing on reading because I want to know what you're facing, what your struggles, what your challenges, and what you desire and where you want to go. That allows me to be better at delivering what you need, not just what I think you need, right? So we've hit this new demographic, Generation Z. I mean, we are getting DMs and messages every day from kids 15, 17, 19, as well as 20-somethings, all the way up to 90-somethings. It's amazing. But with this new generation, this Gen Z, obsessing it, and I love it. I wish someone would have given me these messages when I was in my teens or early 20s. But so many will say, Dean, I feel odd. I feel different than everybody else, or I'm not good in math. There's no way I could get ahead. I just had a 17-year-old kid in 12th grade say, none of my friends understand me. My parents think I'm crazy. Maybe I just gotta stop dreaming and get real. Stop dreaming and get real. Isn't that what so many people have done to us our whole lives? If you're watching me, you're one of the different ones. If you're watching me, you're someone that knows there's more in your soul, in your being, to give the world than just going to try to get good grades, spending way too much for college, and landing in a job you freaking hate, right? I'm not saying that everybody hates their job. Over 50% of Americans claim they hate their job, but you may love what you do. My employees, I think I could be delusional. I think they love being a part of the team, but they're striving to be better humans so they could ride up the scale, right? Get higher income, higher pay, higher opportunity, more significance, right? So this isn't about just saying jobs suck, have to work for yourself. There's a lot of people that love what they do. I think they call them intrapreneurs, right? You work inside your business, but you want to be like an entrepreneur under someone else's business, right? I get all that. So it doesn't matter if you want to run your own business or have an amazing job that lights you up every single day. You don't have to be like everyone else. So I started this podcast by saying, what if you're judging yourself or other people are judging you by an outdated scorecard? So what do I mean by that? So I had a nice young man send me, sounded so sweet. He's doing incredible things for the world. He's trying to help people with drug addictions. He's volunteering his time. He's trying to help people see that there's more for their lives. But he's on a little bit of a funk because he's tried 3 times to pass his math classes in college and failed. And when he wrote me, he said, I guess I'll never amount to anything. I can't get through math. I'm trying so hard, Dean. I'm volunteering. I'm working to put myself through college and I'm failing. And this is it. Maybe I got to start looking for a job and just settle for that. What measure is he using? Probably the same one I did. I'm going to tell my story here in a minute. What measure is he using to judge himself as a failure because he can't get through math? Because maybe his parents put that judgment on him, or maybe his math teacher, the way he looks at him when he fails. That's an outdated scorecard. Listen, I never got past 10th grade math. I couldn't figure out algebra, and when it was going to the next level, which was geometry, couldn't even face it. I found a way not to do math in 11th and 12th grade. When I went to high school, you didn't need it, so I didn't take it. Reading, I was in special reading until I think 10th or 11th grade, where I had to go and I had dyslexia and nobody acknowledged it. Mrs. Thompson in 7th grade used to call me stupid all the time because I couldn't sound out the word. She goes, just sound it out, stupid. Can't you figure it out? That hit my confidence. That hit who I was so much. I went through 7th grade, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, feeling a little bit like a loser, that I'd never amount to anything, that I hoped to get a job someday, because I was being judged by an outdated scorecard. Guess what? I still can't spell for shit, but I have multiple New York Times best-selling books. I'm a great storyteller. I have empathy. I care. I'm enthusiastic. I know how to fail and get back up, dust myself off, and keep going. Guess what? That's all I needed to be successful. I didn't need math. I didn't need to have proper English and my grammar be perfect. What I needed was drive, enthusiasm, and I got smart enough to get self-education like you are. Listen, if you're loving what I'm sharing, if you know this can help other people, then go to subscribetodean.com right now. Subscribe to Dean.com. Subscribe so we can give you free bonuses and gifts. And also you can help us share this message, because how many people right now, you maybe, are walking around thinking, I can do a lot better in life if I was just better at, and you fill in the blanks, better at communicating, better at selling, better at math, better at writing, better at reading. Screw that. It's a lie. I want to ingrain this in your soul right now. The biggest lie we've ever been told is that we have to get good at our weaknesses. All that does is make you feel insecure. All it does is make you get okay at a lot of things. Find out what you're passionate about. Here's what I discovered. I can learn really well by just watching or listening. I still can't read a book, but I listen to about a book every 10 days. 10 to 15 days, I'm done with a book. Excuse me. I'm on to my next one. I can listen to an entire book and remember it word for word. Give me that book and a peaceful place and tranquil ocean and read it. I won't remember any of it, but I know. So here's the deal. I'm realizing year after year after year that I judged myself by an outdated scorecard. I judged myself that if I wasn't good at reading, I wasn't good in school, I didn't get good grades, and I didn't go to college, that I guess I was going to be a loser. No, hell no. That young man has so much empathy, has so much drive. Screw math. Don't ever get good at math. In fact, never look at math again for the rest of your life. That's what we have calculators for. That's what we have accountants for. Screw that. If you're good at math, be an accountant. Run the books. But if you're not, find your passion. Get so good at something that you pay people to do the rest. Listen, when I think about my fight, my mission, my drive, I want every single insecure person, I want every person who thinks they're bad at something, every person who's been told they're a loser, been told they're a dreamer, been told they're stupid, to show the world that they were wrong. They are wrong. My Mrs. Thompson, she treated me like shit in 7th grade. I remember passing her years later in a little Ford beat up Escort. Like I'm not saying money has to do with everything, but who was she to judge me? I'm not mad at her. In fact, I'm happy for her. She was part of the ingredient for the growth in my life. But Miss Thompson, later on in life, I found struggled all the time financially because she couldn't even get the regular teaching job. She had she was in the, you know, helping me, the people with that struggled, and she was frustrated because she couldn't even get raised up to the job she wanted. So she was pissed. She took it out on me. She had an outdated scorecard, and she projected that on me. But what if I didn't change? What if I didn't find out that she was wrong and I was right? I've impacted more lives in a day than she has in her entire life. And I'm not being rude, but I'm just being honest. She was a frustrated teacher. I found out also she was left-handed. Where she went to school when she was a little girl, because she was older, they thought left-handed was evil. They tied her left hand behind her back and made her right-handed. She was a frustrated teacher. And she almost ruined my dreams. Who are you letting ruin your dreams? What scorecard are you judging yourself by? Screw that. This is your time. This is your opportunity. This new world that we live in, with access like you listening to me right now. I'm shooting this while I'm in my car because I'm going to a dentist appointment, but I had this on my heart. We have access to so much knowledge. We have access to information. There's more millionaires being made every day right now than ever before in history. This is your time. There's no better time. There's no different time. This is your time. But the only way it'll happen is if you change the story in your head. If you say, I suck at math, I can never do this, I'm a loser. No, screw that. Never focus on math ever again. Maybe some people would tell you that my advice is bad. I'm sorry. It worked for me. It worked for every billionaire I've ever met, every multimillionaire I've ever met. I met presidents. I spent time with Joel Osteen. I've spent time with Michael Jordan. All of them have the same stuff. So could they be wrong? And my grumpy, miserable, frustrated seventh grade teacher was right? I don't think so. Change the scorecard. Change your desires. Find your passion. Don't, when people tell you stop dreaming, tell them, I'm sorry you gave up on yours. I'm not quite there yet. That's the response you need to share. That's my message today. I'm fired up. I'm fired up because maybe today for the first time when I read that young man's story, who seems like such a good guy, who's trying so hard, and for him to think life's going to be miserable because he failed math, it just sparked something in me to want to push this agenda even harder. Screw the things you suck at. Get amazing at the things you're passionate and love to do and change the world. You got this. And remember, all success starts right here.
If you liked this podcast, make sure you rate it. And also, make sure to click subscribe so you never miss out. You can always follow us on Instagram. And if you don't already have Millionaire Success Habits, you can grab it for free at deansfreebook.com. Remember, all success starts here.